This is episode 67 with Dr. Robert Zellner.
Welcome to the As Told by Nomads podcast, where you'll learn how nomads, third culture kids, entrepreneurs, and leaders all over the world embrace their global identity and use their difference to make a difference. And now, having lived on four different continents, here's your host, Tayo Roxy.
Welcome, everybody. Today, I have with me Dr. Robert Zellner, and he's a fascinating individual who actually is in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now. He's an optometrist and entrepreneur who has been in Tulsa for more than 22 years. His current business ventures include Z66 Auto Auction, Rockin' Z Ranch, Dr. Triple Z's Sleep Center, and Dr. Robert H. Zellner and Associates, as well as Thrive15.com. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Tayo. I appreciate it.
So you're a serial entrepreneur. How did you get into entrepreneurship as well as being an optometrist?
That's a very good question. Well, I've always kind of been an entrepreneur trapped in an eye doctor's body. And that's one of the reasons why I chose optometry back in the day. I wanted to be a quote-unquote doctor and help people, but being an optometrist, about half of what I do is the business side of it, selling glasses, selling contact lenses, building them or, having the lab that creates them. So that's kind of one half of it, and the other half is the doctoring side of it. So even early on, I made the decision to be an optometrist based upon the kind of scratched both of my itches, one to help people, and then the other is the business side of things. Mm. So I always kind of knew going into it that I was, a businessman and that I wanted to do other businesses. And with my family young, I didn't want to take my optometry business and grow it around in other communities because that would take me outside of Tulsa. So what I did is I said to myself, there has to be a way I can grow my empire, if you will, and stay within Tulsa. And that's why I looked at other businesses to start to grow.
Yeah. So it was basically out of your desire to stay in the state that you sought creative ways to build your empire.
Yes, and one of the things that I did by growing my business, I had the luxury or my business was my name, was myself. And so one of the things I really enjoyed doing was marketing and advertising. So by building the business, I also built this persona. Everybody in Tulsa knows me as Dr. Z. And I spent a lot of money, in print ads and TV and in radio. And so by building that brand, if you will, I was able to leverage that as I went into other businesses.
Okay. No, that's very key. I want to touch on the branding part. How important is it to build a personal brand in today's world?
I think it's extremely important. I mean, it's what kind of helps differentiate you in business, and it adds value to it. I wanted people to say, hey, I got glasses today, but I didn't just get glasses. I got them from Dr. Z's, And then people say, oh, wow, cool. Yeah, I know about him. I've heard about him. And add value, to their purchase decision to come in and get it from me, not just to go out there and get their eyes examined, not just to go out there and, hey, get contact lenses, but to get them actually from me.
Okay. Now, with personal brands, one of the things I hear a lot is, how do I know what makes me different? What is so special about me? Everybody does things I want to do already. Why am I special? Do you have anything to say to those people?
Yeah, I think what you do is you pick a you pick a girl you want to take to the dance and you go dance with her. And what I mean by that is you figure out and you make yourself unique and then you advertise to that. In other words, if you want to be a value model, say for example, Walmart advertises a lot differently than Nordstrom's does. That advertises differently than Saks Fifth Avenue. You have to kind of figure out, where you're going to fit in the chain. And then also how you get differentiated. advantage? You know, what are you going to do different to make you stand out? Why should they come to you? If you can't figure out what makes you special and why they should come to you, then, I mean, that's step one, right?
Yeah.
So you have to get your head wrapped around that.
No, I hear you. And I think it all comes down to knowing who you are and what makes you tick. Because
bingo.
Yeah. Because, you know, there are 7 billion people in the world. And you can't tell me that everyone is all the same. No, but I want to circle back to your businesses. You own 5 businesses. How do you find time for that?
Well, it's all about duplicating yourself. You know, nobody cares as much about your businesses as you, number one, but you have to find people that care, and you have to incentivize them to care as close to you as possible. Hmm. And what that means is that you have to hire great people, hopefully smarter than yourself, and then you have to give them the tools to make them successful, and then you have to let them do it. Okay. You know, they're going to make a few mistakes. You have to be there to help guide them, correct them. And by doing that, you build this teamwork of people that you can trust so that you're not having to, you know, I mean, day one, when I started my first business, it was me and one lady. Me and one lady. And if she wasn't doing it, I was doing it, you know? Right. So I did pretty much everything. I answered phones. I mean, I did whatever it took. But when I went into the exam room to see a patient, I then charged her with greeting a patient. I then charged her with answering the phone. I gave her those. So if I can give those off to her, then you just duplicate that process, you know, and she's not doing it right. It's maybe because I didn't give her the script. I didn't coach her up. I didn't prepare her properly. So some of that's on me. But as you do that and as you grow, now all of a sudden I get a second person working, and then a third person, and then a fourth person, and then I get a boss, and then I get management. And so you build it based on that. It isn't just day one, you have 300 employees, and like, how do you manage all them? Well, you start with a small amount, and you learn those processes, and then you just duplicate it.
Yeah, because one of the things I hear a lot is people are saying, I'm not a good manager, or I don't know how I could actually manage a whole brand, but you're saying you started with you and just that one person, and you learned on the job, but you put the time into learning and honing your craft, and that ultimately became the platform that launched your other businesses.
Well said, Tayo. I mean, that's exactly what it is, you know. And then once you get it, once you can manage one person well, then it's just scalability and you just duplicate that process to get to 10, to get to 20, to get to 100, to get to 1,000, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when you first started a business, I think it's 1991, right?
Yes, sir.
When you first started that, 1991 and 2015, what is the same? What has remained the same about launching a business, and what is so vastly different now?
Everything's the same, and yet everything's different.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Well, everything's the same because you have to do the same core things. You know, you have to obviously, you know, there's kind of two steps to it. One is building your business or creating your business and making sure that it is, you know, unique and making sure that it has things about it that people want to come to it, right? In other words, you have a product that people want to buy. You have a service people need. I mean, you know, you're over here fixing a problem, or you're over here taking care of something. And then over here on the other side, you have how to get the word out, how to tell people about it. In other words, you can make the best pizza in town, but if nobody knows about it, you're not going to sell any pizzas, right?
Yeah.
And then and then consequently, you can tell everybody about your pizza, but if your pizza's not any good, you're not going to sell any pizza. So you have to have both components. So I think what the biggest thing is that the component one is pretty much the same. You know, in other words, making the best pizza, if you will, right? In other words, having a business idea that either, you know, has something people want, a service or goods, that's over here is pretty much the same thing as it was back in 1991, right? Yeah. Now, obviously, some of the things out there that people are looking for are different, but it's still the same concept. I think what's really changed is how people are getting the word out. You know, I think there's so many new platforms. I mean, back when I started off, we didn't have cell phones. You know, back in 1991, and if you did, they were the big ones that you lugged around. It's so funny how, you know, it was big, these huge phones, and then it was how small can we get them, and now it's how big we could get them.
How big we can get them again? Yeah.
But the point is that, I mean, people didn't have smartphones. We didn't really have the internet as it is today. We didn't have all the social networking. I mean, now you can get on, and for just a few dollars, you can really target in, really get fine tuned on targeting. You know, hey, you know, Google optimization and SEO optimization and you know, advertising on Facebook and just even social networking with the tribe that you already have, that you already network with, you know. So I think what's really changed is how you get the message out and the avenues that you can do that with.
Yeah. So basically, everything's the same and everything's different.
Absolutely, buddy.
All right. But, you know, an entrepreneur's journey is always interesting because you make mistakes and you learn from them. What is your biggest mistake? Or what are your biggest mistakes you've made?
Well, probably one of the biggest mistakes I made, back when I started my business, I got it rocking along so well that a gentleman hired me to be the president of his company and to grow his company. And I did that for about a year, and I got fired from the job. I actually got fired from, this is the only time I've been fired in my life. So I would say that probably was, when I look back on my life and look back on things, probably two things. One is probably even accepting that job was probably a big mistake of mine, to be honest with you. And I'll go into that here in a second. And then number two, I think the biggest mistakes I had personally is investing into, you know, I get Shark Tanked a lot. I get that idea that people come up with, you know, they want capital, they want you to help them with their business, they want mentoring, they want those things. So probably my second biggest mistake that I've made is financing a business and not having control of that business. So
that is so interesting. So are you saying that you, whenever you get invested in a business, you have to have control? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's a new rule of mine because of a mistake that I made. You know, kind of tie back into that. I have found that, you know, instead of, you know, when people come up to you with a great idea and you go, wow, that's a great idea, and then they want you to help them with it financially, and you do, and yet you see them start to sink and you say, hey, here's what you need to do, and they're like, no, and they don't have to take your advice to heart, and then they sink and your money goes with it, then you say, that didn't work out so well. You know?
Oh, okay. No, that's very interesting. Is that what happened with Thrive 15? Because I know with Thrive 15, you have a bunch of entrepreneurs who are invested in the company. So how did you get involved with that?
That's a great question. I knew the founder, Clay Clark. His wife actually used to work for me, and he was a young man that I'd mentored. I've mentored personally, you know, a few dozen men over my life, guys that have come to me, and I have seen that spark of whatever greatness in them. And you know, you only have so many hours in a day, and so you need to be very careful with what you do with those hours. And so when I mentor a young man, I spend time with them, and that's a pretty precious commodity for me. So so Clay actually approached me and Shark Tanked me on Thrive 15, and you know, pitched me the idea, and I said, oh my gosh, that's wonderful, because, you know, a guy like me that gets young men, or young people I should say, that says, hey, you know, help me, mentor me, you know, help me with my business, and you say, gosh, I just don't have the time, you know, I've got family, I've got responsibilities, I've got my own businesses to run, there's just not enough hours in the day, you know, I'd like to, but I can't. That's the beauty of Thrive15.com, in that you can now make that scalable. You know, I can mentor millions of people on there. I can give them all my sage wisdom, if you will, in a fun, interactive way, in the sense that it's video. You know, video is much better than, say, a book or what. So we can put people, we can film them and put them in Thrive 15, and we can chop it up into 15-minute segments and teach people. So when Clay came to me and said, hey, what about this great idea? I said, you know what, Clay? I have a rule to where I don't venture capital, but I'm going to venture capital this because I feel so strongly about this. So I became a mentor, and then I became an investor. And he came to me and said, listen, I need more of you. I want you more on the team. And I said, well, you know, I only own this much of the company, so you're only getting that much of my brain.
Right.
Yeah. And he said, well, hey, let's make a deal. So we made a deal to where now I'm the second largest shareholder in the company. I'm the CEO of the company. I'm the decision maker in the company.
What? You're so smart. Okay, fine. So you
and now, you know, I'm all in, as they say. You know, I want to be, like I tell people, I said, listen, when you're running a business, when you're starting a business, you have to be the pig. You can't be the chicken at breakfast. You know the difference, Tayo?
What's the difference?
Well, the pig is involved. He gave his life. You know, I mean, they cut off one of his legs to make bacon, right? I mean, he's all in. He's dead. He's committed. And the chicken just laid an egg. You know, they're just kind of involved a little bit, you know?
That's an interesting analogy. And the reason I'm asking this question is because, you know, as an entrepreneur myself, I often think about, you know, when I go to the next level and what I would need and that type of thing. And I was curious to just hear your thoughts on that because it's, you know, you've worked hard for what you got and then, you know, you negotiated your way to making sure you have control. And that's based on experiences you've had in the past. So, it's always, you know, enlightening for me to hear from people that have done it like yourself. And, you know, it gives me something to look up to. So
there you go.
I'm happy to that. So with Thrive15.com, your entire focus is helping entrepreneurs and business owners or people hoping to advance their careers, right?
Bingo. And we're doing it by mentorship. You know, most people in life, you learn by either mistakes or you learn by mentors. And, we're trying to take away that mistake path that so many people in business make or so many people, you know, trying to advance their career. Maybe you're not ready to start your business. Maybe you've got an idea percolating in the back of your mind, but you want to move up the ladder. You want to make more money so that you can save some, so you can get your nest egg to start your business. I mean, for whatever reason, you want to advance that career, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those are our three kind of steps, if you will. Hey, if you want to advance your career, or if you want to start a business, or if you own a business, want to grow it. And that's our target. Those are our target people.
Right.
And really that entrepreneurial spirit, or that, hey, I want to make more, I want to advance spirit.
Yeah. But you hit on it there, growing the business. That's often a pain point for many entrepreneurs. What do you have any, if you could give three steps, what three tips would you give for growing that business? Because many people, you know, they can launch a blog and it just, you know, hits a plateau. But what's the step they need to take to get to that next level?
Oh, that's a great, you know, a lot of it depends on the level that they are. But three, I'm in the midst of writing a book.
Of course you are.
I am. And the name of my book is going to be called Business Pig. And my first three steps in the process really apply to what you just said. So I'll use those for someone wanting to grow their business, you know. And these are my three kind of core, my top three tenets in business are this. One, and they all deal with a pig, by the way. it's the term business pig, right?
Yeah.
The first one is pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered or butchered. We'll go over that here in a second. The second one is what I mentioned earlier, and that is you've got to be the pig and not the chicken at breakfast. And the third one is you've got to know when to cook the pig. Now, you want to go over those three?
I definitely do.
Well, the first one is pigs get fat and hogs get butchered. And what that really means is you can't be too greedy. And you can't be too greedy in as simple as pricing your product. You can't be too greedy in paying your employees. You can't be too greedy in negotiating a deal with someone, a business partner. And what happens is whenever you do a deal that's too greedy, let's say, for instance, I hire you to come work for me. And I get you down to where, I mean, I beat you up so bad in the negotiation process, you're working for nothing. And I say to myself, I high-five myself when you walk out of my office. I'm like, yes, I got him to work for next to nothing. Well, is that really healthy for the business? Is that long-term good? Are you really going to want to stay there long-term? No, it's not. It's not a win-win. It's a win-loss. And that's what being too greedy in a deal is. You know, if I price my pizzas too much, they may be a great pizza, but I'm not going to sell very many of them, and that's going to stunt the growth of my pizza chain, right? If I'm negotiating a deal with a distributor and I make it too one-sided, it's not going to be a long-term healthy deal, and it may fall apart down the road, which could lead to significant problems in distribution. So be the pig. In other words, you know, be fair, make money, but be fair on both sides. Make sure that the deal's a win-win. Make sure I'm paying you enough money that you say to yourself, hey, this guy, I'm on board. I'm making a good living. I can live on this. I'm excited and you're motivated, because motivated employees, pricing your product correctly, negotiating with business partners, those are all very key things in growing your business. Okay. That's step one. Step two, we talked about a little bit ago, and that is you have to be committed. Hey, if it takes working 7 days a week, you got to work 7 days a week. If it takes working late at night or early in the morning, you've got to be able to do that. You can't say, I had a young man that wanted me to mentor him, and he started a men's clothing line. And I said, hey, are you open 6 days a week? He goes, yeah. And I said, how are your Saturdays? He goes, well, they're okay. And I said, well, how many Saturdays are you working? He goes, well, I don't work any Saturdays. I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I just hire someone to come in and work Saturdays. I said, well, isn't that one of your bigger days? He goes, yeah, but I want to go hunting and fishing on that day. You know, my weekends are my hunting fishing time. And I said, well, you know, well, let's talk about this employee. Yeah, I think he may be stealing from me. I don't know that he's doing this. I don't know that he's doing that. I'm like, oof, you know, you're mentoring step 101 is you got to mentor yourself. You've got to be the big breakfast. You know, you've got to be committed. You've got to say to yourself, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Get your family, get your friends, get your life on board with that and say, listen, for a season of my life, this is going to have to come first. It's going to have to come first, you know, and that's being the pig at breakfast and not the chicken. And the third thing in growing your business, I think is very important for people. You have to know when to celebrate. You have to know when to cook the pig. You know, they have those big, you know, Hawaiian luau scenes where they got the pig with an apple in its mouth and they cooked it, roasted it, and everybody's, you know, having a big party, you know. I think what's very important for businesses is that you have to know when to celebrate those victories. It gets everybody excited. It gets everybody on board. I mean, if nobody ever high-fived after you win a basketball game, what's the point of winning them? If it never led to something good or something better in everybody's life, you know, maybe bonuses tied in, maybe, you know, hey, if we do this, we're all going to go to dinner that night. You know, I used to take every month, we'd have an office meeting, and I would try to make sure that we had something to celebrate every month. And then I'd take everybody bowling, or we'd bring in pizza. We'd go do something fun to celebrate. It also drives the team together, drives your employees together. You know, even if you've got 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 500, it draws them together, makes them feel more like a team and a family. And it also says, hey, listen, look what we accomplished. Look what we did as a team. And boy, that just builds morale. And anytime the morale is stronger in a business, it helps grow that business. You know, now people take ownership in it. Hey, wait a second. I want to have a record month next. I'm going to try to make that next sale. Hey, when I'm at the mall and someone's talking about, you know, glasses, I'm going to tell them to come in and see us. I'm going to tell them to go do this. I'm going to be more proactive, you know, in helping grow the business. And that's what that celebrating does, ultimately.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love those three steps because you're so right about all that, especially with celebrating. I think too many times people, you know, they do work so much and they forget to actually take time to take in what they've done. I certainly am guilty of that. So.
Work hard, you got to play hard.
That's all right. But another thing hit me when you were talking about the guy you're mentoring that didn't want to work on Saturdays. What do you actually look for now that you're in the position where you're a serial investor? When someone comes to pitch you, what are the three things, or not even three things, what are the things that you are looking for in general from them for you to buy into the idea? You know, like I watch Shark Tank on Fridays and I see, you know, different personalities of different entrepreneurs, but you can tell that they're all looking for something different. But what do you look for, Dr. Z?
Well, I think the two things that really are the key things, you know, one is the business, and two is the person.
Okay.
Now, what I mean by that is the business is, you know, is this something people want? Is this a product that, you know, that people want, that you can distribute, that you can sell, that or a service? And number two, is the person you're dealing with someone you want to deal with, you know? And I think that that's a key important, you know, thing in life, you know, and that is, do they line up with you? Do they line up with, you know, are they motivated? Are they going to be the pig at breakfast? Are they committed? Is this someone you like, someone you want to spend time with, someone that you want to, you know, pour your energy into? Because sometimes, you know, you meet someone and you go, yeah, I don't want to hang out with you. You got a great idea, but yeah, I just, you know, we don't click, you know, and so that's okay. You know, I mean, I think like on Shark Tank, you see that, you know, number one, it has to be the great idea, the great product. And then so many times they'll say, and you are totally committed and you are the kind of person I want to be in business with. And those are two important things.
Yeah, no, so it's the person. You have to buy into the person for you, and then you have to see their passion. basically.
Yes, and then they have to have a business and a product. So you have to have the, you know, those two things. And I think, you know, the person is probably number one, because a lot of times when I've done this before is I have found a great person and I have built a business around them, you know. And so it's like I tell my managers, hey, listen, if you're at the store, if you're grocery shopping or you're at the restaurant and someone there is just very, very bright and energetic and the kind of person you want, hire them. You can teach them how to push buttons. You can teach them how to do this. You can give them the script to answer the phones. You can teach them all the things in all of our different businesses. But you can't teach that spark of, you know, being a nice person, you know, smiling when you talk to people, being energetic and passionate and happy to be there, you know, because let's face it, we all have a reason not to be happy every day of our life, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's got a reason to be a failure or to be unhappy. So it's those people that have chosen... Even though they're washing dishes at a truck stop, you know, but they're still got that great attitude about them. That's the part that's uncoachable. That's the part that, you know, you say that I can build a job around.
Love it. Love it. Well, I don't know how much you know about my business, but at UID, our mission statement is use your difference to make a difference. So, Dr. Z, how do you use your difference to make a difference?
You know, what I do is I'm real big on giving back, and I'm not sure this is the direction.
Oh no,
it's fine. You know, I think that you know, in life we work hard to be successful, and then when we're successful, there's everybody should have their bucket list of things that they do with that success, and I think on everybody's bucket list should be the idea of giving back and giving. Giving back to those less fortunate. So, for instance, my wife and I, we just built a home in the Philippines where we actually saved 8 young girls out of the slave trade. Wow. Just the other day. So when you talk about, you know, differences to make a difference, I think that the deeper dive in that is, you know, the differences that you make in the world as a whole, you know, as a person. So, you know, having a successful business and running it correctly and making, which in turn makes you money, you know, have your bucket list of things you want to do, but then also realize that there's that giving back, you know, giving back to those that have helped you along the way and giving back to those that you don't know that just need your help, you know. So I think that, you know, that having the difference to make the difference, that's kind of, when you said that, that's what popped in my mind first. I'm not sure if that's the direction you want to go. But
that's the beauty of the question, because it's everybody has different answers, playing that word again. So that's I love
sneaky,
that you said that.
Sneaky.
Hey, you got the pig, you know, I got a little, you got a lot of difference.
We all got our moves, don't we?
I'm gonna wrap up here with rapid fire questions, more fun questions here. So on a random day, what is your favorite thing to do with your family?
On a random day, favorite thing to do with my family would be go to my ranch.
Go to your ranch. All right. Favorite food? If you're going to say pig right now. I know you're going to say pig.
No, I should. favorite food is salmon.
Salmon. Okay. All right. And favorite city?
Ooh, favorite city. Tulsa, Oklahoma, of course.
So are you a football fan, basketball fan, or which one are you?
All of the above, yes.
So
I'm a big college basketball, coming college football. I'm a big Oklahoma Sooner football fan.
Okay, so Sooner, are you a Thunder fan then?
Oh, yeah, go Thunder up, baby. We didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I saw that. It came down to the last game.
But I did, and yeah. we gave it our all. The Spurs didn't help us out. They're supposed to go down and beat the Pelicans, but they didn't get the memo. So, you know,
it did. All right. And then if you had one day, if you had just $500, this is something I heard, $500 and 3 days to live, what would you do?
Ooh, wow. $500 and only 3 days to live.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
I was thinking of a question to stump you, and I finally thought of something. So
I would have on the last day, I'd have a really nice steak dinner with some really great wine, I guess. Probably. I'd probably see how much, how nice a dinner I could spend. That'd be a pretty nice dinner, wouldn't it? So.
Yes, it would. All right. No, but, you know, it's been a pleasure, and I just want to give you the chance to talk about where we can find you and some of the things you're up to.
So. Yes, I think here's what you need to do. Everybody needs to get on to type in thrive15.com, thrive15.com. Come on our website. We give everybody a free trial. Get on there. Hey, if you've got a job and you want to advance it, if you're even thinking about starting a business, it's a great place to start. Or if you own a business and want to grow it, we've got mentors and from all over, from all walks of life. They're all millionaires and very qualified people to teach you. And it's fun. And our guys have such a great sense of humor. Plus, for everybody that signs up, we're going to give a free membership to a military personnel. Wow. So not only are you going to make yourself a hero by helping your business, but you're going to be a hero by helping a military personnel. So that's probably the best place for people to get on and find me, thrive15.com. But, you know, I have a personal website, or I mean, my core business website is drzellner.com. That's drzellner.com. And that's kind of my core business. But on there, you can also find all my other business websites. And, you know, my real passion, though, is my racehorses. I raise and breed thoroughbreds, and hopefully this year I don't have a horse in the Derby, but hopefully next year I will have a horse in the Derby. Wouldn't that be fun?
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. And you guys have been grateful enough to give me a promo code, so I will verify everything you said, because I've been going through thrive15.com, and you guys do have a good sense of humor. I love the intro and everything that Clay and all your instructors do, but you know, I always make sure to put the promo code in before the podcast so people can log into that too. So,
give them a 30-day
trial. Yeah,
you bet, buddy.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I can't wait to see where you guys go, and I hope you get a horse in there next year.
That'd be fun. And remember, be the pig.
Be the pig. The pig. All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Yeah.
Are you looking for business school without the BS? Maybe you want to learn leadership from the very best. Learn how to hire, inspire, or fire. Or maybe you want to start or grow your business. Why not check out thrive15.com/nomads? Trainings are broken up into 15-minute episodes that are guaranteed to make you learn in a practical way. You can learn from world-class mentors like Lee Cockrell, David Robinson, and Michael Levine. Check it out. www.thrive15.com/nomads. Or you could just enter thrive15.com and enter the promo code NOMADS, and you should have 30 days of free access of inspired world-class training for a tenth of the cost of business school. www.thrive15.com/nomads.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to use your difference to make a difference, as well as for show notes, head over to www.uydmag.com. Till next time, go out and make an impact in your world.